it's still on. Okay. Now, let's just try to understand some of these things and just get back to the thing. I'm not sure how many answers you're going to have, but you know, you have to just be honest. It is what it is. Hamoshe b'zeh ho'ilo. Hine anachnu mitztavinu. We pointed out that this is a shrano, that this is a ho'ilo in the Torah, because there's no clear sivui about the ho'ilo. Shetiye meleches ho'ilo kach v'yishetishochet ho'ilo. V'tuvshat v'tenotach v'yizorek domo. Okay? Now, one of the issues that we're going to deal with, shitochti shochet, okay, because as you're going to see later, what the Rambam has done is to set up rules, which if there are mitzvahs called teres chatos, and teres oilo, and teres shlomim, and teres osho, and that which is a peculiar mitzvah, okay, fits into one of these categories, is not a separate mitzvah, okay? However, that which is by all korbanos would be a separate mitzvah. So the Baha counts many different things, and counts avodas which are peculiar avodas, and that is the polemics, okay? So the Rambam has this principle, which we don't know where he got it from, that which is negei in all kodshim, it doesn't fit under any category, is a separate mitzvah, okay? However, he's gone further, and let me just, bring it, then we'll bring it back to what we're talking about, okay? See, before we get started, the question is, what does it mean, b'chol ha-kodshim? Okay? It certainly does not mean menochis, okay? Because the Ram has a separate mitzvah from Achilas Kodshim and a mitzvah Achilas and Achilas Menachis. So, and he quotes Achilas Kodshim as an example of something which is negei b'chol ha-kodshim. Okay. So then he asks yourself a very interesting question, okay? Because the Rambam in his Hakdomo to Zvochim, when he makes these four categories, Balei Chayim, the question, are we limited to behemoths, or are we talking about Ophis also? Okay? So, we're not limited to behemoths, we're talking about Ophis also. That's the way he has it in Hakdom, okay? And the emphasis, you'd assume, even though, unless you say there's a Chazorah, there's no reference. See, it's very interesting. The Ram talks about Menachos later. Okay? And he talks about, right? He talks about Menachos later, correct? And he talks about these four sets of Korbanos. But he doesn't have a discussion about Ophis. Okay? So, and clearly in Mishneh Torah, when he talks about Teres Achatos and Teres Ha'Oila, he mentions Oila Sa'oif at the end of Teres Ha'Oila in Perek Vav and in Perek Zayin, what he's talking about, when he's talking about Chatos, there is discussion of Chatos Ha'oif. Okay. So the question is, when you talk about Chol HaKodshim, are we talking about Ophis also? And here, you could have said in Achilles Kodshim that Ophis included, because the mitzvah of Achilles Kodshim includes Ophis, correct? And then, if you were faced with the issue about Shechita, you could say, no, Shechita is not Noi b'chol ha-kabonos. Okay? Because it's not noyeg in Eifes, because the Eretz Melika. Correct? There's one problem here. Okay, if you look at the mitzvahs that the Ram counts, that are Noi B'chol HaKodshim, one of them is Chitzivo Lasis Shivahak of Korban, that's not Mechus HaZman. Okay, that was never formulated in Eifes. Correct? B'yom HaShmini V'holo. Yeirotze. It was only formulated in Korbanos Behema. So, and he says, it's Noi B'chol HaKodshim. You don't have to wait 8 days. It's doch, it's either Tchil Tzatzu with Bnei Yoin of Toim. But Toim Bnei Yoin is not a question of godless. The question is this the Bnei Yoin of the Torah? Whatever it is. Okay, Bnei Yoin. So I would assume that for some reason we don't have no clue that Kol HaKodshim also includes Eifes. It does not include Eifes. It doesn't have to include Eifes. So, Shechita, that can't be the answer to Shechita. So you have to say, okay, now we have to think a little bit, okay? Now, let me just tell you, there are two issues over here, okay? One is we're going to try to go through all the various cases that will be subsumed under this answer, okay? And we'll have to see exactly how this plays itself out, okay? What the answer is, okay? But I'd like to, before I even give the answer, I'd like to just completely confuse you, okay? And we'll not do with the answer, okay? I have a logical problem, okay? Because we're gonna see from all this that Lu Yitzur, something is noyeg in some of the four cases, but not in all of the four cases. Okay, what would you have said about that? Is that a separate mitzvah? Do you need to be noyeg in Kol HaKodshim? Because we only have the two extremes. What would you have said about that?
That's most of them.
Okay, we're going to go back and we'll see exactly how. He doesn't, you know. You see, the Rambam does an amazing thing. He almost. See, let me show you how he's almost fudging without saying anything, okay? So I would have told you, and we'll go each one by itself, we'll go through one after the next, we'll see. I would have told you that Shechita is really not the same in all Korbanos, because certain Shechitas require Tzofer. Okay? Kochi Kochi, correct? So basically, is there a difference between Shechitas Chatos, and Shechitas Oilo, and Shechitas Oshom? So the answer is, absolutely not. It's all the same. So then I ask the question, so why does the Ram include it on the Teres Oilo? So he doesn't mean that it's Dafta. We'll have to see which ones are which, okay? He doesn't mean that it's Teres Oilo but Dafta. This gets me very strange. But it means that it's not Noi B'chol HaKabonis. So then it comes out, okay, very clearly, that as long as it's not Negeya in all Kabonis, you look at it as a Chelik Mechalke HaMitzvah. Correct? That's what comes out. Okay, Chelik Mechalke HaMitzvah, okay? So I'm very confused. Okay. You see, if the categories, your two extremes, the argument against the Bahag, because they're four different categories and four different mitzvahs and four different teiles, okay? So if it, okay, so l'cheira I would have said, and you know, there he has some basis to base it on. Whatever he's going to, we'll see, however he concludes that they're four separate mitzvahs, so you understand, I would have assumed that the halakim are a part of it. We'll see if that's clear 100%, okay? The idea that he's developed, that kol hakodshim, we have no clue where that comes from. Do we? I don't think so. So I would have said it's like the default, that if it doesn't fit into the teiras, so mele, it's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam is setting up the teiras. The whole teiras is being set up in order to answer the Bahag, and it shouldn't be a separate mitzvah. Okay. So how could the Rambam set up these principles and at the same time say and call something like Shechita is teiras ha'olilah, because he means that noyeh b'chol hakodshim? Why should the fact that it's not noyeh b'chol hakodshim be the acid test over here? And that I'm very confused about. Is that a fair question?
Yeah, it's a weakness in his argument.
Yeah, but the question is, it's not a weakness in the argument, so the question is, see, sometimes you have an argument, you have a weakness in the argument. And the question is, so what is the argument then? You understand what I'm asking? Okay, you know. See, yeah, okay, good. So now what I'm going to try to show you.
Do we have any that are specific to a particular carbon? There are very few.
I understand. So we're going to go through and see what happens. Okay? But you see, the way he presents it, and you read it, it doesn't look from what he presents as to what it is. Okay. Now, let me be honest about something else. We'll have to go through all, I'm just trying to give you an overview of everything. You know, we'll have to do some reading, but you got to understand what's going on. Okay. There is a very interesting thing. The Rambam categorizes and classifies things, okay? Let's give a few examples and let's just put everything into the, into the open-ended area which we know where we're standing. Okay, we have Shechita, correct? Okay. So L'chor you have Zrika also, okay? Because Shtayin Shein Arba you have in three of the four Kabbalahs, correct? So you can say, Zrikas Achatos is different, but okay, say that. Okay? Right? Shechita, Zrika, okay? Now, in Oilo, he also mentions the Minchas, he mentions the Sochen, correct? Now, the Sochen are very strange, okay? Because whatever you want to say about the Sochen, whatever you want to say about it, the Torah clearly has a parasha of Nesachim, and the parasha of Nesachim is not limited to Eilah, it's also in Shlomim. There's no Nesachim in Chatas and Oshem, but it's in Eilah and in Shlomim, correct? In Teresh Miksav. Okay. So, why would you introduce an Teres Oilo? Okay. So, you know, I could have told you that since you have two options, and whether how you look at Bechor, Mais, and Pesach is questionable, and a Bechor, Mais, and Pesach, there's no Nesachim, so okay, put in Teres Oilo. But whatever he's doing, putting in Teres Oilo doesn't mean Teres Oilo. Correct? Correct? Okay. You know, I think this will be enough for us at the moment. We might add to the list, okay? We'll have to evaluate what's going with Erez Kodshim, because Erez Kodshim also the Kohanim. We'll have to ask about Miku Shtifa, because the Rambam has it also by Shal Kavodos, okay? Maybe it's not Dafka by Chatos. We'll have to ask a few questions here and there, okay? But I think we're okay with this list. Okay. So the interesting thing is the Rambam, unless you're going to take the position, which is, I don't know, I don't like to look at it as, you know, what's the default option? Does the Rambam and Mishneh Torah disagree with Sefer Mitzvahs? You would assume that he should agree, unless prove that he disagrees. Okay, you know, someone says, I'm Hechates, I don't know. Okay. You know, someone just assumes that it doesn't mean you should assume per se that he agrees because it's the same person. Okay. That I don't buy. Because there are changes, there are differences. But let's assume that we should assume he agrees unless he disagrees. So interesting, okay, Teres Ola, he has different prokim. There's Teres Ola, Teres Achatos, okay, and he has Teres Osher, Teres Ashlom, he has it all, okay? So where does he put the Sochim? In Perik Beza, Maisa Kabonis. Not Perik Vov Zayin Ches Tes Yud, okay, Yud, wherever he ends, okay, the whole idea of Teres. See, he's very clear that Nesochim is not part of the Teres, okay. He discusses Shechita and Zrika in Perik He, because it's very clear that's not part of the Teres. So, you know, I was looking at it, I said to myself, why is the Rambam so clear about this issue in Mishneh Torah when he's so nebulous about it here in Sheresh Yud Beis? It's a fair question. So I thought the answer is very simple. Because the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, as he's outlined it in the Hakdama to Sefer Mitzvahs, the clear purpose is very simple. The clear purpose is to set up Tayyad Mitzvahs and to tell us the Mesera of all the Tayyad Mitzvahs. And that's the way he's organizing everything. So he simply should organize Teres Ola as a separate category and Teres Achatos as a separate category, correct? And Teres Oshem, okay? And if Shechita, even though it's not a separate mitzvah, okay, doesn't come under any peculiar case, he should put it in a separate place. And that's exactly what he did. He put the Sochim in Perik Beis, he put Shechita in Perik He, he put Zrika in Perik He, and then when he comes and he talks about Teres Ola, then he talks about what he's talking about. So that is 100% Poseidon. Okay. The question is, so what's going on in the Shoshim? You know, there we expect it. So Durambam's interested in the Shoshim is not to tell you anything about the mitzvah of Teres Ola. Okay. He's basically trying to tell you that these Halokim, wherever they are not Minyan mitzvahs. You could tell, you could say, that he's not very careful in calling Minchas Nesochim as a chelik of Ola, but the real point is, it's not important for him to be in chelik in chelke Ola. The important thing is that it's a mitzvah in chelke of Teres Ola. Okay, the important thing is that no, you can call him mitzvahs. No, he's called mitzvahs, and he's done that. Okay, it's all very odd, but there's nothing a priori looking back at it. You know, it's, you see, what you've come back to is really the same question. this assumption that not being noeg in kol mitzvahs is a reason that it shouldn't be a minyan, we don't understand. But he's so entrenched in it that he's based everything on that assumption, which is an amazing thing. Okay? Correct? Okay? Now can I continue? I don't think I said anything that I said anything that was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to say scandalous, but, you know, get that, you know, that, you know, that you can really come and, you know. I think, you know, it is what it is, correct? Okay. Now, next. Okay, next. Next question which I ask, okay. So now we had, let's go through, now we go, the Teres Oilo, okay. She Trochet Oilo, V'tufshat V'tenutach, okay. So we talk about the Seder. We have no clue of why the Rambam discusses in this order. Okay. V'yizrizorek domo al teyakach. I'm not sure, you see, the Hefshini Tuach Ocher is Oilo. Okay, that's the parasha in the Torah. Correct? In the parasha of Oilo, there's Hefshini Tuach, correct? It could be that he's taking care of the issue that this peculiar expression of Shechit and Zrika in Oilo or Kedemer, when he says Al Toyakach, that Al Toyakach, I don't know if necessarily has to refer to Tenutach, the Yitufsha, the Tenutach, the Tenat, the Nutach, but certainly in Shechita and in Zrika. That's Shechit and Sofer and Shtayim Shein Arba, okay? This next issue, the Yaakov Chelva, I discussed that with you last week, is a very, very odd. We don't know. Emurim, I can show you various sources of Emurim Oilo, but we don't know what we're talking about. And we don't know, even if you know what you're talking about, it's a separate thing from the Akrova, from Bosa in Oilo. We don't know of such a thing. The peculiar din of Emurim, which are formulated with the Chulias, with the Aliyah from the, you know, all the different halachas, lachos don't apply over here. But the most telling question is that all these differences, whether they exist or whether they're a figment of an imagination, they do not exist in Teresh HaBiksav. And we don't find the Pirush Mekubal about them. So what does it do with the argument about Chelkei HaMitzvos? Because if, again, let's say there would be no issue, Chelkei HaMitzvos you would count, okay? Would you count Hakovas Chalbo in Oilo as a separate mitzvah? So you say, absolutely not. So, you know, in plainish, what does he want? Okay? So, im shir kach miseles, blulo bashemen, v'shir kach miyayin, okay. This becomes very odd. You see, I can go through with you there are two types of Nesachim. Nesachim boy mifnei atzmon, and Nesachim boy mazevach, okay? L'cheira, I would assume he's talking about Nesachim boy mazevach. Okay? Okay? And I can discuss, you know, what they are and how they are, okay? Hey, if you want, just say, move it all, I have it all written, okay? But the question I ask is a more telling question. If he's trying to suggest that Nesachim are not minyan mitzvahs as a separate mitzvah because the Chelkei Oilo, okay, or Chelkei Shlomim, and the only Chelkei Oilo and Chelkei Shlomim because the boy Mazevach, so Does he count Nesochim that are not boy Mazevach as a separate mitzvah? He doesn't. So Nesochim, whatever it is either part of Menachas or whatever it is. So what the heck? You know, I can make a nice case that he's talking about. What do you gain by the whole thing?
Does the Baha'i kind of suck him?
I don't. We can open it up. I'll tell you if you want. I wasn't. I don't. I'm not. I'll look into it. You send me. I'll look into it. But whatever it is. The whole thing is, you know, I can go through. I can tell you, Tzochan, the Ram has dinim and zman and doesn't have zman and lila and not lila. Oh, okay, good. Say that. Okay, therefore what? Then, okay, we're continuing. Shiyi uro l'koye. Uro l'koye shiakiveno. So here, we ask ourselves, maybe I should have mentioned Eurais of Kochi Kochim, which the Mishnah says in Zvochim is also part, is also a Kohan. So the question is it assumed that is the Ram Bedafka over here by Eurais Eurais? So he really depends. There is the Gemara Zvochim Kuf Gimel has a drosha. Okay? About Oyus Shah Koche Kochim or to a Kohanim. So you ask yourself, maybe it's a drosha and maybe it's a Pirush Mekubal. If it's a Pirush Mekubal, then it's Lav Dafka Oila, then it's much more. If it's a Pashut Drasha, so then, okay, then you limit it to Teres Oila, only to, it's only Teres Oila. And then the Ram here is Bedafka. So I only tell you, I only would tell you the following, okay? You have a Rambam Maisa Kabonis. No? Why isn't the thing? Okay, it's on the base matrix, okay. Okay, this is the first thing. I'm going to show you something.
Secure the cord so it shouldn't get yanked.
Okay. It's okay, really. This place is in, but
we put books last.
The battery.
Oh, the battery's okay. Okay now.
I made sure about that. I took care of everything. Here becomes even stranger, okay? If you look at Perek Hey, Halacha Yutes. of Hilchos Maaseh Kabbalis. Rams like this. Kol Eiris Kodshei HaKadoshim LeKohanim. Bein BeKavonas Sibul. Bein BeKavonas Yochid. Shenema O HaOlo Asher Hikriv. Avol Eiris Kodshim Kalim LeBailim. V'chol Eilo Shleizocha HaMizbeach BeBsoro Leizocha Kone BeOlo. Be'ero, shenema oireis oilas ish. Oilo she'olo l'ish. She'olas also l'ish, okay? So, the important thing that comes out over here is this is not mentioned in Teres Oilo. So this should fit into the category then of Shechita and Zrika and the Sochim. It could have been either way, okay? But he quotes it. He doesn't quote it in the Perek of Teres Oila. He quotes it in Perek Hay. So I would assume that that's his opinion.
Snap it off.
What?
It's not Badafka.
Yeah. Okay. Can I just have the Sefer Mitzvah one second? I'll just make sure about one thing. And then we'll move ahead. So that, okay. You know, I left this with a separate case because this could have gone either way. Okay? So he says, Ye'oi le'kohanim she'klekoyin she'akriveno. So that's an interesting thing, you know. It's Shiakiveno, it's the Mishmo, whatever, I have to see exactly what he wants, but it's not Stam Matnas Kuhuna, okay? Oloch Azeis Bichlolo, he mitzase Achas Viteris Oilo. So the Bichlolo, that's very strange. How can he make this statement? Bichlolo means the whole thing is one mitzvah. Okay. Ki kmo zeis hamlocha chiva teira she taase o teose. That's interesting. She teose kol oilo. Uchmochein hi melechas achatos kulo. See, what does he want with Kula? Kula is very strange, isn't it? So I thought that maybe what he wants is there's something odd going on over here. He has in the teras of the teras, okay, of Chatos. Things which are not part of the Seder, of the Akrova. Kibbutz Dam Chatos, Muikus Shtifa, Shfiris Kli Cheres. Okay. Okay.
He says again, HaKol Hi Torah Sechatos.
Yeah. No, because I ask you, you know, see, if, especially if the thing is the Seder of the Akovas HaKorban, you see, you can imagine this Schia is part of that, this Schia of Kohen is part of HaKorban, because the Kohen HaMakriv is Zeche, okay? But the Kohen HaMakriv has nothing to do with the Hazoz Damchatos and the Kibbutz and the Amriku Shtifa and the Shvil. So that's what I would tell you, Kula. Zvichasa. Zvichasa. Vahafshatasa. Zvichasa. Vahafshatasa. What's Hafshatasa? Isn't Hefshit part of Oila? We isn't talking about Nituach over here. Vakrovas ma sheyakriv mimeno. Okay. See here. Okay. We're okay so far. It's a reasonable question. Okay. It's not a reasonable question. Okay. See here. I think we're okay. Here, we also don't find a din hefshet in chatos. Okay. You look at the Gemara Zvochim, kuf gimel mebeis. You don't require hefshet in chatos. So the answer is, this is only in the chelik haneachal. In the chelik hanikov, you require hefshet. The Ram clearly says that in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, listen to this. Mitzvos asei, lasa sachatus kemitzvosa. Kemitzvosa, chatos kemitzvosa, hom rubatera. The ketza mai sachatos, hanecheles, sheichet, v'noisin adom, כמו שביאנו, ומפשיטו, ומפריש הימורים, ומורכים וזורכים. That's what he's talking about a hefshit, which is part of the Akor. Okay. However, first of all, besides not, I don't not by Mufurish Batera, okay. It's not a peculiar dinichatas. And here also you can throw this in to the other, what do you call it again? Here you have like this. The Ram Periches, but that's very strange. Because he mentions it in Teres Achatas. See, here it becomes very odd. Because the Ram Periches, a Maiskam, was called Zvochim. Matine Miriam got Mizbeh, Achizok and Adom Trilo, cause Vochim Mashitinoison, the Akachmotzine say Murim. But on the other hand, he quotes Mashita over here. In Perik Vov, when he talks about Teres Achatos. So, how can you do this? What does it all mean? Okay? Correct? Next. Okay, so here, Here we have a problem. Okay, let's go on. Now, so, let me just, let's start slowly. What exactly, there are two questions over here. You have to ask yourself, what's a chitza? Okay. The truth is, the word chitza that he uses by Kelim Asher Tavusha Bo, Riku Shtifa, and the word, an Arabic word that he uses for Kibbutz Dam Chatos is the same, because by the Arabic word for washing Kelim and washing Begodim is basically the same. Okay, Beseda. Or Hagolas HaKelim, whatever you want. Okay, good, Beseda. Okay. However, is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Dam Chatos in Kelim? Gmon Zvochem says it's Mini Begodim. Mini Begodim. So why is he use the word Kelim? Okay. So you could have said that it's better. I mean, I could tell you this and prove this to you, but that's not, you know, I don't know if that's the issue of it. You could have said that the whole point is that you don't require yichud for keli or whatever. And that's the big point over here. Okay. And therefore, truth is, you don't require a beggar. Because the Teiras Beged is not an or, and a Kli or is also Chayiv in Kibbutz. Okay. So, the question is how serious when the Gemara uses Mini Begodim is it? Does it mean that it's actually a Beged, or it calls the Fakir, it calls the Mini Begodim, something which you wear, which might not be a Beged anyway. So, maybe you can actually call it a Keli. The bottom line is that the Teres Kohanim, this whole idea of Mini Begodim is not there. And the Ram usually goes to the Teres Kohanim, he has it anyway. And it's not clear that the Gemara is Bedavka. There's a din of begging anyway. So, it's Vechitzas Kelim. Okay. Now you ask a different question. What is the mitzvah over here? Is the mitzvah to remove the stain from the beged? Or the mitzvah is to mechabes the beged? Or the keli? Okay? So we always brought up kibbutz dam chatos. Ram says, I didn't call it kibbutz dam chatos. He says, Vechitzas Kelim. The Vechitzas on the Kelim. So what does he want? See here, I think we'll be okay. Here's like this. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonin, Zvochim, Zari Beis Mebeis. The Mishnah says, you only Ton Kibbutz a Mokom Adam. So maybe you don't need the Mokom Adam. It's not the Beged B'chal. And the Gemara, and Zari Dal Mebeis, Tonu Rabbonin, Roi Mili, Tonu Rabbonin, Yochon Nites a Mixes Beged, Yehei Kol HaBeged Ton Kibbutz, Tamal Meshiyazeh, Lo Amalti El Mokom Dam Bovad. So I would have said Mokom Dam Bovad. Before we thought it's a mitzvah kibbutz of the beged, now it's not a mitzvah kibbutz. The same way, for example, that's the Berek Abaye says that even though in Dine Hagola it would be enough to do mixas keli. But that's the chiddush of mikra shtifa. You need mikra shtifa the whole keli. The keli requires mikra shtifa. It's not the mokum de bela. Okay. So, the question, what's going on over here? In kibbutz tamchatos. So, for kelt. You don't. The keli doesn't require a chitza. It's only the mokum adam. However, let me flip it. What does the Gemara mean? Menorah Torah Rabbanon, Yochel Nitas Al Mixes Beged, Yekol a Beged Torn Kibbutz. Does it have a meaning that the Beged is Torn Kibbutz? What do you have to have a meaning? Because, I mean, you're assuming the Mitzvah Michitz Kalim, or it's only just a setup to say it's not like that. Is it serious? So maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe just the opposite. That maybe the Gemara is trying to tell you that you certainly require v'chitza, and the mitzvah is v'chitza keli, but the mitzvah v'chitza is limited to the mokum adam. But in that mokum, you're talking to chitza keli. Because the Mishnah says that you require a keli haroi l'kibus. Why should you require a keli haroi l'kibus if there's not a din kibus on the keli? And the Gemara is an es menohani meiri. Don't ask Murari immediately require that the Kaili should go to the Kibbutz. No, it's an answer question. Right? Then what is the answer question? So the answer is the old portion, because the mitzvah is Kibbutz the Kaili. The only question is how much of the Kaili have to in the Kaddish on that? How much? Okay, Beseder. But the mitzvah is kibbutz. And therefore in Tisefta, if it's nitas and dovah she'en roi l'kibbutz, you require greater. Because it's not nitas and kibbutz. And it's not the mitzvah. Not the mitzvah at all. That's what I was saying. Okay? So now it's gvaldik. It's kibbutz. It is kibbutz. Okay? V'chitza kelim. But it's mokum adam. So I only have one problem with this. The problem is the Rav said a shekel teira when it's vochem at Sadi Beis Mabeis that kodem netiza ala beged. I think he's talking about sugi from nitaz mi beged la beged, whether it is a din kibbutz or not, or it's dochli or not dochli, it's all sugi, okay. So he said the pshat is that before nitaz ala beged, the nitan and the chefs of the dam is a zrika. Afterwards, the nitan and the chefs of the dam is not zrika, but it's kibbutz. So if it's in the dam, so malshoch is the kibbutz in the dam, or it's in the beged? That's what I'm confused about. When the Rebbe said this, and I thought about this whole point till that point, you know, it's good up to that. But no, Animili, and what's going on? It's kibbutz. Okay. Now, Continue. Now, I'm only confused. I didn't have any chai about this. But this is not a confusion now. It was a confusion when I was learning Kippas Dam Chatos. And it didn't start now. It's not going to end now. What would happen if the beged would fall on the dam instead of the dam falling on the beged? L'chitza kelim shiyazeh midoma aleihem.
She's quoting the pasuk. He's not making it up.
I understand, but there's no gemara about this. There's nothing that I found that tells you one way or the other what this is. It certainly means they derive from that yinidam roi lazor. But the question is it more than that? The dam has to fall on it instead of the fall, you know, is something going on here and then I have no clue. Now next, okay? Next is, but all this is a chiddush, you know. You see, this is the amazing, you know, that Rama puts these three categories. I remember thinking about this at some time when I was learning, you know, Dam Chatos and whatever. I don't know, the first time around, the second time around, not, you know, how does this all fit in Minyan HaMitzvahs? But the Rambam's done an amazing thing. And Teres HaChatos has thrown this into Teres HaChatos. Okay. So, when you get the Kalim Shetavusha Bohem, here it also becomes very interesting. Is this really Teres HaChatos or Teres Kol HaKabonos? Similar question which we asked about the oil, or is it Kol Kotche Kotche, right? But here it's worse. Because if it would be in Kol HaKotchim, as it seems to be in Rambam, it should have been a separate mitzvah. It should have been like Achilles Kotchim. So you come to me and say, no.
It's not part of the Seder HaKrav.
What?
It's not part of the Seder HaKrav, you're saying.
Okay, but what difference does it make? The Achilles, I don't know, I know. Okay, good. But the Chayra, it should have been a separate mitzvah, even independent of that. Okay, so you ask me, Achilles Kotchim, and oil is no Achilles Kotchim either. But there's no Achila in oil, so therefore it's not a problem. But it's no even Kol HaKotchim, correct? So if you're going to take it seriously, the Rambam has, and it's no even Kol HaKotchim, it should have been a separate mitzvah.
So it's an internal contradiction.
Right? So the answer is Rabbi Sai. The Rambam's very clear about this in Mishneh Torah, that he puts this in Teres HaChatos, and he quotes this in the Prokhom of Teres HaChatos. So it really is not actually something which he would throw. If he put it in Perek Hay, I'd have the problem. But since he didn't put it in Perek Hay, there's no problem over here. And I'll explain it to you. Even though, see here it's a flip, that you have Miku Shtif and Shal Kotchim, Lovat Chatos, is a drosh in Teres Kohan. In Parsha Sav, Parsha Gimel, Perek Zayin, Alochavov. So you're going to have to say, according to Rambam, the Rambam interpret this is not a Pirush Mekubal.
You would never think it's a mitzvah.
And it's flipping the idea that we always assume Stam Teres Kohanim is a Pirush Mekubal, and therefore, and it's a flip Because if it would have been a Pirush Makobo and is Noegan called mitzvahs, in Kol HaKodshim, then it should be separate mitzvah. And that's the Ram quotes it. Not in Perek He, Avilchus Maaseh Korbanos, but the Din of Teres Echadus. So then it's like Agudas Agudas, and it's a part of the Drasha, it's not Pshuta Shal Mikra and Shalom Ha'isra. Now, I want to add something to this. If this is correct, maybe you can say the following. Dram has in Periches Halacha Yudalad a Maaseh Korbanos the Shal Kotzin Shebishlu B'Kli Cheres Tunim Riku Shtif V'Loi Shvir. It's only Chatos. So I would have told you that the pshat is because Muriku Shtifa is Riba Shah Kochim. Okay, it's a drosha, okay. And the Ribui was only said by Muriku Shtifa, not by Shvira. So Mamela. So what are you left with? You're left with Mikra Shtifa, even by Chatos. Okay? Because there was no Ribui of Shvir and Shah Kochim. It was only Ribui in Mikra Shtifa. And this I heard from my Rebbe, that he said you see over here, then it does the Olam, but it always leaves the Tam Kolish. And the Tam Kolish is Mechayev Shvira. But it doesn't Asa. Because it's Hetera Bola. So in Shah Kochim, there's only Hetera Bola. You can do Mikish Tifa and Yisholem Ha'Yisrael, you're okay. That's why there's a Hagolas Kalim, as he used to say, that Ram has Hagolas Kalim. In Klicheris in a Teirah Bola. That's what happens. But this is only based on the assumption that the Riku Shtifa is Teres Achatos. And it's only Stama Drosha that it's Noeg in Shah Kochim. So therefore it's Noeg even by Chatos also. Even by Klicheris. That's what I would say. That makes it very interesting. Okay? So now, we'll pick up a Mitzvah next week. Okay?